Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Mel King has died. The legendary politician, activist, and a beating heart of Boston passed away yesterday in his home. He was 94.
I'll never forget that my father said, no matter what you have, you always have enough to share.
That's King talking to GBH in 1983, recalling how his father fed a hungry man who had followed Mel home from school one day. King followed that moment with a lifetime of advocacy for racial justice, equity, and the city's neighborhoods. Since the news broke yesterday, leaders throughout the region have been reflecting on what Mel King meant to them. Tanisha Sullivan joins us now to reflect, too. She is president of the Boston chapter of the NAACP. Tanisha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning under unfortunate circumstances, but certainly appreciate the opportunity to really lift up the life and legacy of Mel King.
So let's do that. Let's lift up the life. Let's celebrate the life today, Tanisha. Where were you when you heard the news? Were you with friends and family? Were you with others who knew Mel King? Were you on your own?
I actually got the news late yesterday, and it was ironically in the midst of doing some planning, advocacy planning, which, you know, the irony of that, of course, is that the life of Mel King really speaks to the importance of our continued work in our communities and on behalf of our communities to help ensure that, you know, all people really do have the opportunity to benefit from the prosperity that exists in the city of Boston.
And how are you thinking about Mel King today? You know, it's 12 hours later, the whole city is talking about it, reflecting. What's on your mind?
You know, first, I want to just really lift up the deep commitment that Mel King had to the city of Boston, his enduring belief in the great potential of this city to really be a place where all people, regardless of their race, color, ethnicity, gender, could live, work, and thrive. And he dedicated his life to ensuring, to helping to ensure that that would be a reality for all of us. And, you know, I am grateful for the work that he did, the doors that he opened. You know, when we think about Mel King, oftentimes, you know, folks remember his 83 mayoral campaign with Ray Flynn at the time. And, you know, what I like to remember about that is certainly the viable campaign that he put on, but also the fact that his theme of this rainbow coalition really did transcend Boston and hit the national stage. You know, the Reverend Jesse Jackson took note and really carried that, helped to carry that message across the country. So we're talking about a man whose work was certainly impactful here in Boston and across the Commonwealth, but really did have a national impact.
So we're talking with Tanisha Sullivan about Mel King. Let's talk about that life dedicated to Boston. Let me just, for listeners, born in 1928 in the South End, his mother from Guyana, his father from Barbados, lived his whole life in Boston except for when he was away for college. His activism became really prominent in the 1960s after the city bulldozed his neighborhood, calling it a slum, then Mayor John Haines did. That's part of what propelled him into activism, although in one of the obituaries I read for today, he famously said, at the time, I was alive 75 years, and I've been an activist for 75 years. You talked about the mayoral campaign in 1983. First, he was elected in 73 to represent Suffolk County in the 9th District of the State House. After that loss, he remained a constant fixture of advocacy, social action. Tanisha, one of the things that struck me today was reviewing his life was like reviewing the history of Boston in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. He made part of our history.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about just Bostonians of that time, Black Bostonians of that time. It is important to note he was born in the South End, and the South End had a very vibrant, active Black community, you know, through the 50s and the 60s. And Mel King was a part of that. He was someone who, you know, when he went off to college, he did attend a historically Black college and university. And like many of the Black students at that time, going to school during at the height of the civil rights movement, you know, part of what schools were helping to educate young people around and kind of that ecosystem was really nurturing was this sense of commitment to community, you know, having an understanding that the work that our lives and that our work should not just be centered on our own individual progress or success, but that as we continue to progress as individuals, that we are consistently thinking about our community and how we can bring what we're learning back into our community, how we can really help to seed growth and opportunities for other people in our community. And Mel King carried that forward. It was rooted and seeded in the South End community where he grew up. It was nurtured at Claflin. And certainly he put all of that into practice here in Boston as a community advocate, as an elected official, and as someone who just consistently challenged Boston to live up to her potential and to really deliver for all of us.
So, Tanisha, I'm going to bring his voice back to us one more time here. This is from my colleague Max Larkin's reporting this morning.
I'm not talking about that melting pot kind of thing, talking about integration at the seats of power and decision making. And without that, the rest of what we talk about is a sham.
And he's talking about, you know, the Rainbow Coalition, the type of equity that he was fighting for. In our last minute or so, Tanisha, who are the Black leaders of today that you see carrying the Mel King spirit?
Listen, I cannot. The person who has been on my mind all day is Dr. Carolyn Crockett. You know, Carolyn is a Bostonian through and through. She's someone who she's a professor at MIT now. Many might remember she was the chief equity officer for the city of Boston. She's a brilliant scholar, academic, and advocate. She truly does embody the life and legacy of Mel King, and someone who I know will continue to carry forward that legacy. I am thinking about Darren Howell today, who is a leader in the labor movement. He's with 1199 SEIU, someone who is truly a student of Mel King and every day is putting into practice the work of Mel King. We are so fortunate that there are sons and daughters of Boston who today are carrying forward, carrying that light, carrying that mantle of Mel King. And Dr. Crockett and Darren Howell are two that I would just like to lift up today.
Tanisha Sullivan, I'm guessing there are others who would say you as well. I want to thank you for taking the time this morning. Tanisha Sullivan is president of the Boston chapter of the NAACP, helping us reflect on the passing this week of Mel King at the age of 94. Tanisha, thank you.
Thank you.